Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Monday morning. What's up, Richmond? MP on the mic. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, live and local with you all week. AWOD takes over at noon. He's a Capital Ale House. That's the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. We'll get to everything. We'll get to the Squirrels. They're back home tomorrow. We'll do the baseball update. Snoop Dogg is starting a bowl game. Very important news in the world of college football and gin intersecting. Snoop Dogg starting a bowl game. Drag racing NHRA crash, which is insane. I showed Megan the footage. She has not bounced back since.
No, that was wild. That was really wild.
because we had two of the drivers on last week. Promoted. They were down in Dinwiddie. There's the NHRA, Virginia Nationals. Zach McHugh's here. We'll get to him in a second. Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
Okay, you've seen the video.
And I was worried. I was like, that's not our guy. I hope.
Well, he was it wasn't our guy who was here.
Right.
But it was a guy.
I know.
Who's been somewhere.
I know, but I'm like, I hope that's not the guy who shook his hand. He's a man mountain, that guy. I was like, those hands, he can't be up in flames, that guy.
Yeah.
But the driver's okay, right?
Yes. Okay. Not only is he okay, Zach, he's 75 years old.
Oh, that's right.
Dude.
Yeah.
John Force. 75 years old.
He's like, I thought I could get out, man.
A ball of fire. And he survives.
That guy is hard.
There are 75-year-olds that can't make it down a flight of stairs.
Yeah.
And he's in a giant ball of fire car at 302 miles an hour.
And he won, right?
And he won the heat.
He won the heat.
He won the heat.
He won.
So that wasn't his...
It wasn't the championship.
Okay.
That you have to race lots of times to win
the
championship.
Gotcha.
That was just one of the times.
Yeah, that was crazy.
His daughter also races on the circuit. After he went up in flames, she went ahead with her race.
As dad would want her to.
No question.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a different world.
Hopefully she won.
It seems maybe a little random to me. You hit the button, you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're very talented. I couldn't beat any of them in a race. But at those margins, at that speed.
Any kind of race.
Anybody could win. If you know what you're doing.
Did he say it's like 300 miles an hour they get up to?
He crashed at 302 miles an hour. That's how fast the car was going when it disintegrated into a ball of flames with him in the car. And he survived. And he's 75 years old.
God was like, it's not your time.
Yeah. I don't know if that tells you to keep going or if that's a sign to maybe hang it up or
no.
What.
True. If you're 75, you go until you're done. Yeah. When it's time to check out, it's time.
He probably thought that was his time. He's like, yeah. I'd rather not go out any other way.
He'd made peace with it, and he'll be back next weekend. wherever NHRA pops up next weekend.
Oh, my goodness.
He'll be there. All right, Zach McHugh is my boss here at 910 The Fan.
Happy to be.
Absolutely. We love Zach. But also, big hockey fan.
Yeah.
And look, so am I. And this is the one day we get to talk as much hockey as we want.
I'll give you credit.
And everybody's got to deal with it.
You've been doing some hockey talk.
I really try to listen.
You do a good job covering it.
Thank you. I love it. I try to pace it out. I'm not going to do 2 hours of hockey because I'm not going to jam it down. People, you will like hockey.
Open wide. Yeah.
We're jamming in some hockey. but today, everybody's watching hockey. Today's the day.
The best words in sports. Game seven.
You were the first person I thought of. Because when the Carolina Hurricanes, who are your team, won the cup, this is kind of how they won it. They had two chances to win it.
Mm-hmm.
They were 3-1, not 3-0. But they had two chances to win it, lost both times, brought it home for game seven.
And this is back and forth to Alberta, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities here.
I know. This is the furthest distance in a Stanley Cup final with miles. That's why there's an extra day, I think, in between games.
I mean, they're going Miami to Edmonton. And if you don't know where Edmonton is, think about Canada. It's way up there.
Yeah, it's way up west.
Even by Canada standards, it's in the middle
of nowhere. My son and I were trying to figure out what the furthest distance would be, and I think he said it would be Vancouver to Miami? He said Anaheim, Ottawa or Anaheim, Montreal.
The other quarter.
By like a couple hundred miles.
Okay.
But this is like 2,500 miles or something, like 25 and change. So that's a long flight with
these guys. My guy Steve Wino, who's on the show from time to time, Associated Press hockey writer, who's covering the series, they don't offer non-stops between Fort Lauderdale and Edmonton. I said, y'all like getting a plane or something? Like, you know, maybe like they're doing it right. No. He connected in Montreal on his flight up there. So after after game five in Florida, he hadn't booked a flight yet. What was available was to fly to Montreal, to the far east side of Canada, connect, and then fly to Edmonton.
He's banking some miles, for sure.
Dude's going to fly free wherever he wants for the rest of the year. Yeah.
But this is an incredible series, man.
Were you a Canes guy when they won?
I was a Canes guy. Okay. I was a Canes guy when Paul Maurice lost to Detroit in the finals.
Yeah, that was decades ago.
That was, I think, 2002.
That was a good team, though, Detroit team.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good team.
Yeah, for sure. And the Canes were still, you know, babies at that point, 5 years old as a franchise or a team taking over for Hartford. But that's the only person I am rooting for in Florida is Maurice.
Okay.
Because he's got the most wins out of any coach who has not won a Stanley Cup.
He seems like a lot of fun.
Yeah. He's great at pressers.
I'd hang out.
You got to appreciate that.
I'd have a Falcon smash with him.
He'd probably have one with you, too.
I think he would. What was this thing? Sometimes he's got to curse at him and get him winning.
Oh, players say that he drops the fiercest F-bombs that they've ever heard. So you take it from the player's standpoint, that's respect.
I remember Bruce Boudreau here with the Caps. I mean, he was the Picasso of the F-bomb.
Yeah.
They had that...
The meme? It's like, what the hell? You see his face?
They had an HBO series where they went like Hard Knock style with the Caps. And you couldn't have aired any of that on ESPN.
No.
The whole thing would have just been one long bleep.
Face as red as a strawberry, too.
He does his you know, they have like the interview with them, and he's got like a barbecue sauce stain on his shirt while he's doing the interview.
He's a great one for sure.
Do you have a rooting interest in this?
I'm going to go Canada. It's been since 93 that the country has won a cup. So, and I hate Florida. I hate everybody in Florida. Bobrovsky, they're giving him a day off of practice. He didn't practice yesterday. Yeah. He would be the Conn Smythe guy. It's hard to argue that. And you know, that's the old adage, too. Hot goalie in the playoffs. You need a good goalie in the playoffs to win the cup.
Are we close enough that if McDavid scores a couple tonight but they lose, he might get the Conn Smythe? I feel like we're in that territory.
Could be. Especially, he's up there, like top three playoff points or something like that, 40-something. Gretzky's got the record with 47, which is like mind-boggling.
Yeah.
But McDavid's right there with like 42. He could go off for a five-point night and tie the record. I mean, if he beats it, that's unbelievable.
Didn't have a shot the other night on Friday.
No.
Yeah, and they still.
But that's a credit to how deep the Oilers have been, and if their defense holds up, they could be all right. I mean, they've totally taken – The turning point of the series is Edmonton, for some reason, they just woke up and started skating, and their speed has been the answer to Florida's forecheck. So a tight game favors Florida tonight.
Sure, sure.
And I'm thinking first goal wins. I mean, that's a cliche, but...
What I know the Hurricanes said was when they got to that game seven, it was the first time Edmonton could win the cup, but it was the third time for that, and they felt comfortable with it.
Yeah.
I think Florida will be that way tonight.
I think so, too. They'll be loose because of Maurice.
This isn't new. This is their fourth time going out there to win the Stanley Cup. Like, they're used to it by now.
Yeah. But more pressure at home, I think, especially if Edmonton scores first.
So much pressure. It's also, like you mentioned, the distance. It's going to be hard for the Edmonton fans to get to the game. Because I remember when I was there when the Caps won it in Vegas. Ton of Caps fans. Because it's easy to get to Vegas.
Right.
And the Vegas fans didn't want to pay $600 to watch their team not win the cup.
Well, it's weird, though, because Florida, when I lived there, I was in Miami for a couple years. I was shocked at all the Canadian license plates I would see on cars.
If I lived in a place that cold, I'd move to Florida, too.
Yeah. There's a good Canadian contingent down there in Sunrise.
Okay.
So we'll see. Maybe they never left.
They may show.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have to arrive if you never left.
All right. And it's kind of like a whole country at this point rooting for the Oil.
McDavid's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
If you haven't watched hockey, tune in tonight. You'll pick up right away who the best player in the world is.
In the NHL, so you know they're not going to say, but Bettman wants McDavid in that Stanley Cup winning montage. You know, the star of the game.
Oh, yes.
Best player in the world. Up there with the Gretzky's, the Lemieux's, the Crosby's, the Ovechkin's. They want to include 97 in those Stanley Cup winning montages.
No question. What a call by the video guy for Edmonton to get that goal overturned the other night. That was
That is about as tight as it gets.
If you don't get that call overturned, it's 2-1 and Florida's on a power play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's everything.
That is what they would call a TSN turning point.
Up in Canada. I thought it was clear. I thought it was clearly offsides in the view we got later. Where they showed the on the line.
And then
view
the ref
later.
Came in afterwards and they, you know, confirmed. You know, but that was super close.
Maurice was losing his mind on the bench.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to throw something. He's giving all Bobby Knight there.
Are you going to let him drive the lane, Greg Graham? Yeah, Maurice is the best.
Yes.
Like I said, I mean, I want Edmonton for a lot of reasons, but I would feel really good for Paul Maurice if he wins the cup, and guy deserves it. I mean, he's been there so many times.
It's going to be a super fun game.
Yeah.
Either way, I'm fired up.
I hope it goes into OT. No. Stanley Cup Game 7 final has ever gone into overtime.
Now, the talking point of the day, Elliot Friedman did a whole thing around this morning, is this the most anticipated NHL game ever? Which is a loaded term.
Yeah.
I mean, you think the Rangers won in a Game 7, and there have been some very anticipated NHL games. Even Bruins Canucks was a very anticipated. I will say this. If it goes to overtime, we can retroactively discuss tomorrow, was it the greatest game in NHL history?
Sure.
For sure.
You got to think, though, too, Elliot, very Canadian.
Very Canadian. I hope my guy Sean Fenner's listening, who I went to the Caps-Rangers playoff game with, and we met Elliot Friedman a few years ago.
Did you really?
Very nice dude.
Oh, they're all nice.
They're Canadian.
I love Canadian.
They're Canadian. It's the rule.
I got Canadian buddies, and they're all going bonkers right now.
It's gonna be a spectacle.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
And it's at 8 o'clock tonight. It's on ABC. Zach, thank you for dropping by.
Happy to.
You're hosting us for dinner on Wednesday.
Yeah. Team dinner.
Team dinner.
It's the talkers.
What are we getting for team dinner?
Not pizza from Marco's.
Okay.
No offense, Marco's. Love you.
No, yeah. Yeah, no, nothing.
That's kind of like
I think
steady.
This is a classier joint.
Yeah, it's dinner. We usually do lunches.
Yeah.
I'll try and go up a notch for you guys for dinner.
All right.
But basically, yeah, we got our sister station, the News Talker, down there. They're the old people, and I'm trying to synergize, maybe some cross-synergization, the youth of RNL. With the seniority.
Hazel is in the Venn diagram. Hazel produces for both.
Yes, she crosses over for sure.
And dominates on
She's
both.
She's a five-tool player.
Both two-format player.
Yeah.
Megan's a two-format player.
Absolutely.
On Mix as well.
We got the best producers.
I got the best producers in the building. Yes, I couldn't get dinner. I couldn't get dinner out of him. I tried. So we'll hang on till Wednesday. Thank you for dropping by.
Anytime, my man.
More MP on the mic after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. MP on the mic Monday morning. We got a lot to get to still. We'll do more hockey talk. You better believe we'll do more hockey talk on this, the culturally acceptable hockey talk day of the year. Game 7 tonight between Edmonton and Florida. Going to be a ton of fun. Looking forward to that one. If you missed Zach McHugh talking about it, we'll re-rack that for you at 11:15. 11:30, I want to talk about who has the cheapest beer in college football. Two Louisiana schools were fighting over this over the weekend. Who offers the cheapest beer in college football? That and Snoop Dogg's bowl game, plus the Olympic poop water update. Very, very important. Yeah, Megan's nodding. She remembers that story. It's not a good update. No, the it's still a poopy river. Still can't swim in it.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok video about it, and they're talking about how two people were going to go swim in the water to like prove that it was clean, and then everyone was going to poop in it, and it was just like I was like, why?
That is the story, and we will get to that. Good news though, the squirrels have been gone for two long weeks. They are finally returning home. Let's give ourselves a flying squirrels update. All right, first Saturday, things didn't go great. Had a six-run lead, blew a six-run lead. Enough said about that. Squirrels wrapped up a 12-game road stand yesterday in Portland, Maine. A brisk two-hour, 10-minute game up there in Portland. 2-1 victory over the Sea Dogs. Here's how it ended.
Myrick's 0-2 pitch. Jordan smashes this one back to right. Montereno backs up at the track, makes the catch, and the Flying Squirrels win it. 2-1, the final score this afternoon. After a week filled with incredible offensive showings from these two teams, the finale comes down to the pitching staffs.
That's Trey Wilson. He'll join us tomorrow for Tuesdays with Trey. 2-1 victory. Nick Sinicola picks up the win for the Squirrels, who are back in town starting tomorrow night. The boys are back in town, as was once said, taking on the New York Yankees affiliate, Somerset. They'll play six games starting tomorrow night at the Diamond. You'll hear them all right here on 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Let's take a spin around the world of Major League Baseball, too, while we're here. Big series this weekend. Braves and the Yankees, two of MLB's best. They each won a game, and the rubber match yesterday came down to the Atlanta Braves' Jared Kelenic. Solo home run getting things started.
Lefty-lefty matchup. Kelenic hits a high fly ball to deep right field. Juan Soto going back. He's starting to run out of room. That's out of the ballpark. Jared Kelenic with another home run. And that's now a 10-game hit streak for Jared Kelenic. And he puts the Braves on the board.
Braves win the series 2-1. By the way, we shamed the Yankees announcer out of saying victory. He doesn't do it anymore. This Saturday just gave a very straight and the Yankees win call. I like to think our show was solely responsible for that change in programming. You're welcome, America. Mets, Cubs. The Mets are red hot. Somebody break up the Mets. They're flying back towards 500.
Swanson at first. Two outs. The 0-2. On the inside corner. Got him looking. The ball game is over. The Mets win the game and the series. 5-2 the final on this Sunday night.
Traffic's looking good, right, Brian? Yeah, we got our resident Mets fan. Things are looking up for the Mets. A 5-2 win over the Chicago Cubs. Shohei Ohtani against his former team, the LA Angels. Only a two-game set. They split them. Dodgers won yesterday, but Ohtani went ahead and let his exes know what they're missing.
Swung on and hammered. Way back and gone. He is a one-man show. 3-0 Dodgers.
That's some that little thumping club music there in the background. All right, they must have moved the game from Dodger Stadium to a nightclub in West Hollywood. I don't know. Anyway, this whole baseball segment was building to one moment One wild moment. There is a pitch clock in Major League Baseball as of last year. The pitcher has a set amount of time to throw the ball, about 25 seconds from the time he receives it. If the pitcher doesn't, that counts as a ball, and it goes on the board. Well, you knew this would happen eventually. Bottom of the ninth, bases loaded. Colorado Rockies and the Washington Nationals. Nationals clinging to a one-run lead. The Rockies load the bases, get the tying run in. And so, any pitch here is going to determine the game. Any pitch at all will determine who wins. Just please throw the ball.
Three balls, two strikes. Tied at seven. The pitch, time called. Time violation! A pitch clock violation on Finnegan! And that's the game! The Rockies on the pitcher Finnegan taking too much time. That becomes ball four. And for the first time in the new rules, the Rockies have a walk-off on a pitch violation.
No, come on. You gotta be kidding me. Pitch clock violation loss for the Washington Nationals. Now, we've seen it all.
That's embarrassing.
Well, congratulations.
He said that was the first time the Rockies had won on a pitch clock violation. No, that's the first time any Major League Baseball team has won on a pitch clock violation. There are no words for losing a baseball game on a pitch count violation.
Someone had to be the first.
Somebody had to be the first. It was Kyle Finnegan. And what if I told you that the pitcher with the second most pitch clock violations in all of Major League Baseball has been rung up five times this year for missing the clock? That's the second most. But Kyle Finnegan has the Major League lead.
Yeah.
He has missed the clock nine times this season, including the walk-off win for the Colorado Rockies on Saturday. Nats did win the series. They won 2-3 in Colorado. That's it. That's one that'll stick with you for a while. Bases loaded, 3-2 pitch, tie game, and I'm sad. Just keep it moving.
I think it's time to take a break. You know,
I think we're done here.
Yeah.
I think we're done here. It wasn't time to take a break. He did take a break. He wasn't supposed to take a break.
Like, get back to what else. Like,
get back to work. Get back to work.
Oh, he's going to lay awake at night thinking about that one.
I would.
One more second and I could have thrown the ball.
He could win a World Series. He could throw a no-hitter. And the first thing the next day would be, hey, that guy who did the goofy pitch clock violation won the World Series with a perfect game.
He's always going to be known for that.
That's lifetime. Every time I see him, I'll be, oh, that guy. The guy who went the pitch clock violation to lose the game in Colorado. Paul Skeens, 7 innings, 1 run allowed for the Pirates yesterday. No highlight there. Just, he's been dominant. He's been a ton of fun. He's good for baseball. We talk about Connor McDavid being good for hockey. Paul Skeens is going to be good for baseball. The famous girlfriend doesn't hurt. Livy Dunn, the gymnast from LSU. But he's been dominant ever since he got to the majors. Excited to see his guy Dylan Cruz, his college teammate, get up to the majors with the Nats, and let's start having some fun. When we get back, Hazel went to the Washington Mystics game on Saturday, and a lot of people are saying may have turned the entire season around. It's something people are saying. We'll dive into that. Snoop Dogg announced a bowl game, and Kelly Stafford, her husband is Matt Stafford of the Los Angeles Rams. She shared how she got him to date her. You're going to want to hear this. It's MP on the mic, 910 The Fan, Net 105.1 FM. That's a start to the Monday show. Zach McHugh, he is, I don't know what his title is. He's my boss. That's his title. He runs things here. He's not the sports director. That's Gary Hess. Gary directs the sports. He directs everything else. I don't know. He's important, and he loves hockey, and so he gets to be on today, because today we can talk as much hockey as we want, and you can't do anything about it, because it's Game 7, one of the most anticipated games in NHL history. 18th Game 7 in NHL history. And I mean, this is everything, right? Canada trying to win the Cup for the first time in more than three decades. You've got a Florida team that's been right on the door. A 3-0 lead blown all the things. Marlon's here. Hey, Marlon. All right, you're a soccer guy. There's only two conditions where we play soccer highlights on this show.
Okay.
One is Team USA does something. The other one is we play them in Spanish. so yesterday, the U.S. Got started in the Copa America. They played against Bolivia. 2-0 win, as they say, 2-0. Here's the second goal for the United States.
Pulisic on the run. Pulisic with options either side. Here's Balogun now. Balogun on the deck, and it's in! Balogun scores, and the U.S. doubles their lead.
All right, so there was something I hadn't considered, though, Marlon.
Hmm.
We play U.S. highlights, and we play Spanish language highlights.
Yeah.
What if we played Spanish language U.S. highlights?
Interesting.
That could be next level. Christian Pulisic, he's the man. You know Christian Pulisic.
Yeah.
Scored the first goal. Beautiful, beautiful shot to the corner of the goal. Here's how that sounded.
Búsqueda de Akin con el árbitro de que había sido el futbolista estadounidense el último en tocar la pelota. Pulisic le puede pegar. ¿Qué hiciste, capitán?
I told you, they're not getting shorter.
Oh,
they're not going to get shorter as the tournament goes on.
You know, that keeps me, like, invested, though. Like, how long is he holding that goal?
We would have to run a stopwatch on that.
Yeah, I almost did.
20 seconds feels not...
No.
We may have undershot it there.
That would have been easily 45 to a minute.
Oh, he yelled before the goal too. Like
yeah.
He wasn't even like I'm gonna like take a deep breath.
Yeah,
he yelled and then he rolled straight into goal.
Soccer brings that out of people. You know?
Oh, no question, no yeah. question. U.S. off to a great start in the Copa America. We're off to a great start in Copa America highlights.
Yeah,
that was a good highlight.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Well, no, just that goal there.
Yeah. No, 100%.
We're not going to touch that anytime soon.
No, I can't. I think that's what Americans are missing. Like they're missing that like wow factor of the announcers.
I will admit I love it when they have the British announcers just with the really dry humor that does connect with me on an intellectual level. Like the he'll regret that one. You know, like the little Premier League. They kind of take the little jabs. You're like. All right, I kind of like this. But the raw passion there, we don't have that.
You can't beat it.
You can't beat it. We may, I wonder if the Canadians have that for hockey. We'll have to see
maybe.
If we can find.
Like, I see the stadiums going for the last three games for the Oilers.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's eruption.
That's a show up there.
Yeah.
Marlon drops by every day to teach us about an NFL team.
Yes, I do.
And I presume that's why you're sitting here today. That and we pay you to be here. But really, really both things. But
just a nice voice to have, you know?
it's nice to mix. We two segments, two guests today. Zach and Marlon just were raiding the building. Go downstairs and see if I can find somebody in sales to be on at 10:30. they're liquored up too, right? So there we one of our head salespeople, Brett, is leaving. So we wish him the best up in Northern Virginia. They had a little party this morning though. Megan, have you had your donut yet?
I have. It was very good. My coffee though, I made too sweet, so I'm disappointed right now.
Megan brought the whole shaker in here.
I thought it was a bit. She brought the giant tube of sugar, not like the packet, but like the whole thing of sugar, and she just keeps shaking it.
Hey.
I'm like, oh my gosh, she's a maniac.
We don't need to talk about it. We don't need to call me out.
No. I feel better now. I thought, oh my gosh, that's what she does every day.
No.
But you overshot.
Yeah, I did.
You got excited.
Well, because I had two packets in there, and it wasn't enough. So I'm like, just a touch more. And
it doesn't pour out as a touch.
No.
Okay.
I don't feel like walking downstairs to get more coffee and milk to even it out. But
I feel way better now. Because I had thought that was your diet. Like, John Force is out here racing funny cars at 75 on fire. Like, you're not going to make it out of the studio today
not
like
really
that.
At all. I love my sugar. Yeah. We're on the way back home.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car.
See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
Last night, me and Vince, and I was like, you know, thirsty and stuff after the beach. And he's like, oh, well, there's some water. And I was like, no, I want something more interesting. So that tells you a lot.
Yeah. Water's too basic.
Water's too boring.
It's too basic.
Need something more exciting. Yeah. Do you have something more exciting than water?
I'm going to get so roasted for that. I just know it.
Put that on the best stuff. Yeah. Marlon, who are you introducing us to today?
Great segue, by the way.
Sometimes you gotta just you pull the rip cord and bring it back in. Yeah.
The Detroit Lions.
Thank you. That nice.
So yeah, but the Detroit Lions. Talking about them today. They were the first in the NFC North Division. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. No, you're right. Right on it there.
Last season with a record of 12-5. Like, they killed it last season. And this season, I think they're probably going to hit a repeat or...
They'll be the favorites for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The win total, I think, let me just verify that here. Pull it up. 10.5.
10.5?
10.5 this year, yeah. Which, I mean... They're going to play that first-place schedule. When you win, you got to play the first-place schedule. They will have a tough schedule, but I especially with basically everybody coming back, I think it would be disappointing if they only won 10.
Yeah, right?
For that team.
Especially, I just said it, but last season was such an explosive season. They did really well. They took it almost home. I know they didn't get
it. Verge of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, verge of the
verge
Super Bowl.
Of the Super Bowl.
Couldn't, stick it out, but... Still, I see them this season only having a few losses, against Buccaneers in week 2, Cowboys in week 6.
All right.
Vikings week 7.
You have everybody losing to the Cowboys. You're going to have the Cowboys win in 17 when we get to them?
Maybe. We'll see how it goes.
All right. I know a lot of people around town who are nodding. This is an important counterbalance to my Cowboys programming that I normally give. So you're giving them a reason to stay tuned to MP on the mic, which we appreciate.
You made a lot of enemies with those Cowboys.
I have. I have over the years. Not as many as the Yankees fans. Oh. they're still number one on the... It's a bold strategy to alienate the most popular teams in each sport. But we somehow keep coming back every day for more. Jared Goff, long-term contract extension over the summer. I didn't like it because I didn't think he was the reason they were winning. I think that's Dan Campbell. I think that's the great roster he assembled. But you can't deny Jared Goff is playing some really good football. He was nails during that playoff run. They stumbled in the first one against the Rams, but they got it going, and they were on the verge of beating the Niners. I love Dan Campbell, the coach. Good coach. So you're taking the over here on 10.5.
I'm taking an over because I think they're either hitting 12 or like at least 11 or 12. Like it's kind of like jury's out. We'll see how they do.
Yeah.
They do against 49ers because that's one of the hardest teams they're gonna have to beat this season. 49ers are just good.
The Niners and I love the NFC this year because your two best teams, your NFC title teams from last year, both just hit the run it back button.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the year Brady won, it was a different team the next year. Even the Mahomes teams have been very different year to year. Tyreek Hill leaves, you know, Eric Bieniemy leaves, whatever it is. They just hit the run it back button and they're going to be right on that collision course. And by the way, the Eagles were in the NFC title game just 2 years ago.
Yeah.
They're still in the run it back button mode as well.
Okay.
At one point, they were 11-1 last year. So it's not like they're bad.
No.
The bottom fell out there and they lost in the playoffs. But I mean, that you could have three teams that are all legit Super Bowl contenders before we even get to whoever's going to emerge. And we'll talk about the rest of the division as the week goes on.
Yeah.
Some good teams in this division.
Very, very good.
It's going to be a fun year.
I'm excited to watch these games this season. I'm much more invested and more acknowledged.
Did you watch UFC over the weekend?
I did. Amazing card.
Okay.
Loved it.
Give me the rundown here. What happened?
Highlights. Johnny Walker got knocked out by Volkan Oezdemir.
Easy for him to say.
Yeah.
Volkan Oezdemir,
yes.
No, he's a Bond villain. He's not a UFC fighter. You're not fooling me.
Main card, Robert Whittaker secured his top contender spot and with a knockout over Ikram Alaskarov. And it was kind of a hard one, but thank you. it was a hard one for Alaskarov because, you know, he's a young prospect, but it was great for Robert Whittaker because he might now have a title shot against either Israel Adesanya or Drakus Duplessis. So
okay.
That would be a nice one to watch in the, I believe, 305, UFC 305.
All right, my guy rolling off the names like it's nothing. I love it. This is very impressive. Well, when UFC happens again, we'll have you on.
303 this Saturday.
303 this Saturday. Let's go. That's good.
Yuri Prochazka versus, I believe, Alex Pereira for the second title fight.
Ooh.
Like after Yuri Prochazka just got knocked out by Pereira in their last title fight.
Giddy up.
So it'll be exciting.
We'll be excited. We got to step aside. Thank you, Marlon.
Of course.
Catch you tomorrow. Back more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM. Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. We'll kick it over to Capitol Ale House in about 30 minutes. Noon to 3, AWOD Radio live and local from Capitol Ale House, Richmond's OG Burger Night. Excited to have Adam back in studio tomorrow. I haven't done a live crosstalk in a while. We'll put that one on the calendar, put a pin in that. Should be an exciting day on the program. A little Olympic business to tend to. First off, let's get the good Olympic news out of the way first here. Charlie Swanson made the Olympics over the weekend. St. Chris kid, a local swimmer. Always love having locals to root for in the Olympics, and we will have at least one in Paris. Charlie Swanson, who made the Olympic team in the 100-meter breaststroke. Very exciting for him and for that crew. We've had some good swimmers come through Richmond over the years. Townley Haas was in the Olympics recently, and Charlie Swanson will continue that tradition for Nova Swimming. Congrats to him. Look forward to cheering him on in Paris in a couple weeks. That whole event over there in Indianapolis has been a ton of fun, wrapped up over the weekend where they built the swimming pool into the NFL stadium. And I had wondered what the end game was there. They revealed it the other day. The end game is Olympics are in LA in 2028. They're going to have the swimming events at SoFi Stadium, which will be great because that's, you know, that kind of indoor-outdoor feel, right? It's got the roof, but it's the translucent roof, so the events will be able to go on, but they'll also have the biggest crowd ever for swimming there. I think that makes a ton of sense. I noticed that they said they're going to move swimming from week one of the Olympics to week two of the Olympics to accommodate having to put the pool in SoFi Stadium after the opening ceremony. So traditionally, track and field is week two, swimming is week one. They will flip them in LA. I can tell you my thought on that. It's every 4 years. I can't imagine anybody cares beyond the excitement of the chance to get to see something really cool. I think that, you know, the trial went great there, putting it in Indianapolis, putting it in the football stadium. Tons of people, big audience there. Every night over there has been electric, minus the part where the swimmer got proposed to after she didn't win the race, and we all had to pretend like we enjoyed it, even though we all know that's a ridiculous way to get proposed to. I've done the soapbox. We did the soapbox with Gary last Friday. We're not doing the soapbox again. Swimming in Paris, though, is a bit more of an adventure. You might remember that the Paris Olympics, for the distance swimming, they were going to conduct the events in the Seine River, which runs through downtown Paris. You might also remember people said that doesn't make any sense because that river has been polluted since the industrial age began 500 years ago. Both compelling points. The government of Paris said, now we're going to clean it up. We're going to, you know, use the Olympics as the impetus. We're going to clean the river. You may also remember that the president of France, Emmanuel Macron, said he was going to swim in the river to prove that it was safe for everybody. You might also remember that then the people of Paris launched a campaign where they asked Parisians to go out that morning and poop in the river, so the president would have to swim in a river full of poop. A lot going on in Paris these days, I guess is what I'm saying. Well, the government came back and reported this week that citizens do not need to be on alert or anything of the sorts. The river is just not clean enough to hold swimming events in at the Olympics. They'll need to find a backup plan for that, which I'm sure they've got one. Bit of a miss there for the Olympics as they were planning on installing that river cleanup is a big part of what they're doing. Now, the opening ceremonies are still on the river. The teams are going to float down the river in boats in Paris as part of the opening ceremony, which I think is cool. I will admit to not being a huge opening ceremony guy. Usually they do like a little like 10-minute like trippy interpretive dance number. That's usually cool. They light the torch. That's cool. The opening ceremony is like 4 hours long. The bulk of that is just people walking in from different countries and waving. I get tired of that pretty quick. Good for them. They're at the Olympics. That's an important moment for them. I doesn't mean I have to watch it, though. Hey, give me the dream team. Let's toss up the basketball. Let's start playing. That's the American in me. I'll watch the first 10 minutes. I'll watch the last 10 minutes. I don't need to see the parade of nations. The boat concept is cool, though. I like the boat concept, I will admit. I think that's got some juice potentially and a chance to do things in a new and unique and innovative way. The other Paris item is Paris doesn't have air conditioning because Paris clears out during the summer. One, it doesn't get as hot there as it does here. And two, the town clears itself out in the summer. Most people there don't work in July and August, so that's not a huge concern for them. So most buildings in Paris don't have air conditioning. The Olympic Village was built without air conditioning. The United States is going to bring its own portable air conditioners to Paris. USA, all the way. So they had asked the countries not to, make this the most eco-friendly games ever, or whatever it is that they're going to do. No. They are absolutely going to bring their own portable air conditioning units. We're Team USA. That's how we roll. In case the world needed another reason to hate us, they're welcome to latch on to that one. They can hate. They can get hot. They can get hot and bothered. They can just get hot because they don't have air conditioning, and the Americans do have air conditioning. When we win all the golds, at just saying, maybe they'll look into cooling themselves off before future Olympic performances. That's the Olympics update. That's about as much Olympics update as we've done in a while. We'll keep an eye on that, obviously, as we head towards the opening ceremonies, which will be in a few weeks here, about a month away in Paris, same time as Washington Commanders training camp opens, same time as ACC football kickoff. I always love climbing out of the dark days of the summer. I love that you're hanging with us in the dark days of the summer. I think we have a ton of fun. I think these shows are a ton of fun. And look, we actually do have a ton of sports today with NHL Game 7 and everything else going on. But it's always fun when we turn that corner to football, and to get to have a little Olympics on top of it is going to be awesome. Here's a more summer topic for you. This is the perfect summer topic. The University of Tulane, or Tulane University, I don't know which way they like to do it. They're going to get clowned on in this story, so it actually doesn't matter. Tulane put out a tweet on Friday declaring that it was you should buy season tickets for Tulane football. Come watch the Green Wave in action. The sales pitch was, we have the cheapest beer in college football. University of Tulane has $3 beers at football games. Now, we can debate the merits of if that is a good idea or a bad idea to entice kids to come to football games by offering them $3 beers. My first reaction to that is, I am getting old. I distinctly remember Dollar You Call at night at the bars in Lawrence, Kansas. And look, I know it's Kansas. I know it's cheaper than the East Coast out here. But we had pay a dollar, get a beer at many establishments and bars in Lawrence. I don't think that exists anywhere anymore. Please call in if you can get a beer for a dollar, and not some gimmicky dollar either, but it was a genuine, just show up, pay a dollar, get a beer. Brothers was the bar. Dollar You Call It on Saturday nights. Dollar for anything. Now, the beer they poured into like an 8-ounce cup, right? So there, you know, there was a set. It was Well Liquors. We were in college. That's what was important there. $3 beers at Tulane football, but, moments later, we heard from the Louisiana Raging Cajuns, University of Louisiana, which has $2 beers, $2 Natty Lights at games, so they declared themselves the actual cheapest beer in college football. The college football beer wars are on. We'll declare that on. We'll declare that a good bit season topic right there, because it is a great bit season topic. $2 Natty Lights at a college football game. That's how you get college students out to a game. That's how you get me to a game. Forget our road shows with Virginia Tech. We're doing Raging Cajun road shows this year with $2 for Natty Light. See, now, that's back in range. That's a good price for a beer. I don't think you can get that around here anywhere. VCU, VCU sells to everybody now. It's like $9. You think of the fancy can, the Hardy Wood. I remember that because I lost a bet to AWOT. I had to buy a round for everybody at this past season, the VCU game. We went up there for that Loyola Chicago game. It hurt the old wallet. I'll have to do punch some overtime here at the Fan because of buying the beers. We're going to Louisiana Raging Cajuns football now. Cheapest beer in college football. Nobody has disputed that, so I think this one will stand. $2 beers at the University of Louisiana Raging Cajuns football game. That's the cheapest beer in college football, which might make it the cheapest beer in all of sports, period. I can't imagine there's any NFL team coming close to that. I remember when Atlanta built their new stadium. That was a lot of the discussion was for the Falcons. They've got the fan pricing at all the concession stands where you get like a pizza for $5 and, you know, popcorn's $3 and a soda's $3 and you get free refills. They were actually going to make the beer that cheap, but they were told not to because it would promote people getting intoxicated at the games, which is, by the way, absolutely correct and probably was the correct decision by the Atlanta Falcons. We'll carve out a show. Not right now. We'll bring it home right now. Talk about, there's been a lot of feedback to the new video board at UVA. UVA football's got a new video board this year, and it's generating a lot of feedback. People who are seeing it online, it's big. It covers most of the lawn. I like it. I think it will be a good addition. You know, the UVA people, right? And hey, you know, it doesn't quite fit with the UVA vibe, which is probably true. I do think that's going to be a big enhance. I think once people get used to it, they're going to like it a lot. Duke did that a couple of years ago. They had the bickering, or, oh, you know, this doesn't fit with the classiness of campus. Then you realize this really enhances the college football watching experience. And I think that UVA fans will come around on that as well. I think that's going to be a good investment in Scott Stadium, which is and remains one of my favorite places to watch a game. Great town. You're already in Charlottesville. Great stadium. You're almost always guaranteed a beautiful day in the fall. Say what you will about the team, I love that UVA campus. Speaking of, know who's talking tonight. They're on hiatus for the summer. They're back in August. We're not going anywhere. This is MP on the mic. AWOD Radio up next at noon. We'll take this thing home and get you all set for AWOD Radio. Reminder, Flying Squirrels baseball on the Fan starts back up tomorrow. Squirrels hosting Somerset this week. The Yankees affiliate should be a fun series. Back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan now at 105.
Home on a Monday morning, all whole week ahead of us. We haven't had that in a while. We won't have that for a while because next week is July 4th week. What we will have is some great radio. We'll kick it over to AWOD in a minute. He's down at Capitol Ale House, home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. AWOD Radio, noon to 3. Grant and Danny will drive you home here on The Fan. Know who's talking. They're on summer hiatus. They'll be back this fall with the football season that we all know and love. We're back tomorrow with a great show. Big announcement tomorrow. So tune into the show tomorrow. We'll have a big announcement. It will be a lot of fun. Who's talking off the College World Series? Not yet done. We've been talking a lot about Game 7 in the NHL, which I could not be more excited for. It's a two-TV night, though, folks. Not even counting whatever Copa America's got to offer. Two-TV night, though. Tennessee against Texas A&M. Winner take all. Game 3, a championship series at the College World Series in Omaha. I was chatting with my guy Sean Ryan the other day, coach over at Benedictine, big baseball guy. He went to Omaha this year to watch. What a great matchup to get. Couple great SEC teams, couple great fan bases, and they're going to go the distance. A&M held off the trophy ceremony for a day yesterday. Back at it tonight in Omaha for the title game. Winner take all, Tennessee against Texas A&M. And then, of course, you know I'm fired up for the puck tonight. Game 7, just to date this one for you guys, right? How long has it been since we've had a Game 7 in a major American professional sport? The last time there was a Game 7 in a major American professional sport, it was the Washington Nationals beating the Houston Astros to win their World Series. That's a long wait right there. 13 straight MLB, NHL, and NBA finals without a Game 7. There was one that year as well. In the NHL, it's been since 2016 in the NBA. Last NBA Finals to go to a Game 7, 2016, so 8 years ago. That was the one where LeBron beat the Warriors, Cavs over the Warriors. That was a seismic shift in the sport, because that's, if the Warriors win that one, if they hang on to their three-game lead and win that one, I don't think there's any chance KD ever ends up going to Golden State, right? KD can't join a team that's just beaten the best player in the game twice in a row. But because LeBron's Cavs come back, the door's open for KD to go out there to Oakland. He plays, they make the super team. That was, of course, Dynasty City in Oakland. Bob Myers, the architect of that team, is now hanging out at Washington Commanders practices. Folks, it all comes full circle. As they said in ancient Rome, all roads lead to Ashburn. Just past the data centers on your way. I guess the MLB final was seismic, too. Because, I mean, that was the last moment before we knew the Astros were cheating. And that opened the game up a lot, too, and has led to a number of innovations. I think the pitch clock, partially. Certainly the electronic communication between the catcher and pitcher. Game 7s are seismic. This one's seismic as well. Chance for the Cup to return to Canadian soil. Of course, Lord Stanley was Canadian. It's been conspicuously absent for 30 years from that part of the world. Edmonton with a chance to bring it back tonight. Of course, Florida defending its home ice down at the Strip Mall in Fort Lauderdale. I mentioned the Nats. Can we play the clip one more time? I can't get enough of this. I mentioned the pitch clock. I love the pitch clock. The pitch clock is the best way humans have invented to keep baseball going. I apologize to Rob Manfred for clowning him all these years. I think most of what he did is ridiculous. I'm not sure if he loves baseball or not, but I know that the pitch clock was a good idea. And I know that if you're a pitcher who has the most pitch clock violations in baseball and his bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning, you got to pay attention.
3 balls, 2 strikes. Tied at 7. The pitch, time called. Time violation! A pitch clock violation on Finnegan! And that's the game! The Rockies on the pitcher Finnegan taking too much time. That becomes ball 4. And for the first time in the new rules, the Rockies have a walk-off on a pitch violation.
No, don't do it, Nationals. Look, that's the Nationals right there. That's the group that stumbled their way through about 2014 till that World Series appearance. Pitch clock violation to end the game from the majors' most pitch clocked violationed pitcher. He meant, the announcer says, first time that's ever happened to the Rockies. That's the first time it's ever happened, period. That is the first walk-off win by pitch clock violation. I love, you know, I don't love that the Nationals lost. You know, I ride with the Nats. I don't love that the Nationals lost. That said, this isn't their season. What they've done so far, how they fought so far is gravy. For baseball, I love how this broke down in the end, because there could have been a very controversial first walk-off win on a pitch clock violation. Instead, it happens in this super obvious way to a pitcher who's been known to violate the pitch clock. Perfect ending for baseball and the pitch clock, which will march on as it should. One of my absolute new most favorite sports inventions. I want to put the pitch clock on everything. The first thing I want to put the pitch clock on is replay reviews in basketball, but then we're going to a lot of other places. We mentioned this. I loved in the hockey. Now, the NHL replay review is a little different. You can challenge anything, but if you lose, it's a 2-minute penalty. And so you don't challenge off in the NHL. Edmonton did during the game on was it Friday night? It was Friday night, right? Or was it Saturday night? You lose track of time around here. It was Friday night. Friday night was the Cup Game 6. Edmonton, I mean, what a clutch call, right? Take a goal off the board, avoid the penalty. It could have been 2-1 Edmonton, Florida cutting into the lead and going on the power play. It's a gutsy call by the video manager there in a key moment. I didn't love the broadcast. Sean McDonough, who I like a lot, I think he's really good on hockey for ABC and ESPN. He made it sound like it was some kind of 50-50 call. They didn't have the angle right away, and the refs did. ESPN didn't show us the straight-on angle for about a minute and a half, and they were hemming and hawing. And that's fine because they hadn't seen it. But then they showed us the angle. It was clear. Look, you know my thoughts on this. I'd abolish all replay. The point of replay is not to correct ticky-tack mistakes, but that's how they use it. The skate was over the line. It was a correct no goal by the letter of the law. My thought is, of course, replay should just be used to correct egregious mistakes. Who's going to decide when an egregious mistake is, Michael? Well, that's why we are where we are. It's a society that loves litigation, and we're all just along for the ride. MP on the mic, great show today. Like I said, big show tomorrow coming up at you. We'll have a big show announcement. I'll be in studio, as we will be all week. Going to be a ton of fun. Flying Squirrels Baseball returns to the Fan tomorrow. Squirrels host Somerset. That's the Yankees affiliate all week long. Looks like the worst of this heat's moved out of here. I just walked outside yesterday, and it was like, I got to get back inside. It was very unpleasant. I think the worst of that is over. Should be lovely in the evenings. Get out there, enjoy some Squirrels baseball starting tomorrow. Big home stands for them. They'll be riding through the July 4th holiday, of course, down at the Diamond, July 4th, the traditional July 4th at the Diamond with the fireworks. We are back tomorrow. Until then, let's kick it over to Capital Ale House, AWOD Radio, standing by 3 hours live and local. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Carvana's so easy, just a click, and we've got ourselves a car. See?
So many cars. That's a clicktastic inventory.
And check out the financing options. Payments to fit our budget. I mean, that's
Clickonomics 101.
Delivery to our door?
Just a hop, skip, and a click away.
And bought.
No better feeling than when everything just clicks. Buy your car today on Carvana. Delivery fees may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.